This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 14th of December. Melbourne Renegades made it 2 wins out of 2 in Australia's Big Bash League as they defeated Sydney Thunder. The Thunder struggled throughout their innings as the Melbourne spin trio of Marlon Samuels, Yatai Muralitharan and Aaron O'Brien wrought havoc. And it wasn't until Chris Tremaine hit an unbeaten 37 off 23 balls at the end that they found any sort of momentum. Their total of 116 for 7 was never likely to be enough, even though it was a drop-in pitch at Sydney Stadium, Australia, and the Renegades eased home by 5 wickets in the 19th over, with their captain Aaron Finch anchoring their run chase with a 33-ball 31. Essex and Netherlands all-rounder Ryan Tender-Scarter gave New Zealand's HRV Cup leaders their first taste of defeat as Otago triumphed by 11 runs at Seddon Park. Tender-Scarter hit 65 only 45 balls as the Volts made 173 for 7 after opting to bat. Neil Wagner and Nick Beard then each took 3 wickets in the Northern Knights' run chase as they were held to 162 for 8 in spite of a late 17-ball 35 from BJ Watling. And the West Indies Cricket Board has announced a joint venture with a locally based merchant bank to begin a franchise-based Caribbean Premier League in the new year. The league is expected to consist of 6 teams of mainly West Indian players and is likely to replace existing Caribbean T20 in the domestic calendar. As part of the deal, the merchant bank involved, Veris International, will fund additional retainer contracts for West Indies players.